the swearing, Paul.
It profoundly bothers you.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Amelia Navasquez is...
Here it comes! Yeah!
Scream Queen!
Hello and welcome back to that special time of the week where a big studio releases another groundbreaking first movie of its kind. Yeah! Love, Simon is the first mainstream teen rom-com coming out story for queer young kids. The movie follows Simon. He's 17 and lives in a big mansion house with his very loving family. But when Simon's not doing normal kid things like driving an expensive car, drinking iced coffee, and sending loads of emails, he spends a lot of time thinking about his secret.
Nobody knows I'm gay.
And like a lot of other recent queer movies, Love, Simon is not an indie flick. It's really accessible because it was pitched as a teen romance.
I deserve a great love story.
And they remind you of this at pretty much every moment they can.
Good morning, Creekwood Hall!
You can expect the hallway antics, all kinds of douchey bullying. And then there's the blackmail and the underlying constant reminder of what it's like having a secret in high school.
One minute I'm on top of the world and the next I'm at rock bottom.
Simon develops a virtual crush on an unknown person at his school who's also gay, and they write to each other anonymously by email. But aside from being a romance, the movie's a fairly generic coming out story about what it's like to be gay in high school. And even though this plot might be a bit textbook predictable, Love, Simon's strength actually relies on its relatability because regardless of whether you're queer or straight, Love, Simon has a really wide appeal, which means that you know it's going to have impact on a lot of young people out there. Like, if you don't believe me, you only need to go online for 2 minutes to see that Simon's story has already inspired kids to come out to their family and friends. That's real stuff. Love, Simon is not the perfect movie, but yes, it is an important first. And firsts are never perfect, but they do lay down the groundwork for even better things. Love, Simon is up there with your first kiss or the first pancake on a Saturday morning. It's not perfect, but it's still sweet as hell. It comes out next week, so pour some maple syrup on that sweet, gooey goodness and tuck in, because it gets 4 out of 5.
Triple J.